Okay, good morning, everybody. This is South Cars, South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization. Further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This car service supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System. That's provided by KB8ZGL. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such, and all stations will be worked in the order in which they checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com. And for our general operation and digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control and moderator for this morning is going to be Kathy, K6SUN, operating out of Vero Beach, Florida. And I'm just simply opening up the session for her this morning. My name is Gordon and the call is KY6V. Prior to starting, I would like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time, please call. Okay, how about birthdays? Do we have any birthdays out there? We'd like to pipe you aboard right up here at the top, either last week or the week coming. I know of one, and that's Gary up in Syracuse. I believe it's the 14th, which would be Thursday, but I don't see him connected. He's probably snoozing still. Any birthdays, please? If so, call now. Well, I heard someone say here recently that if we don't hear anybody, that's good. We're not getting any older. Okay, this is the Sunday morning Right Jew, and the purpose of this net is to bring our members and non-members together in a relaxed and informal atmosphere to enjoy a moderated Right Jew. Our topic this morning is going to be a Veterans Day special in prep for getting our flags out and saluting everybody starting tomorrow morning. With that, Kathy, are you ready to go? With your permission, I'll turn it to you, and while you get started, I'm going to go find a cup of coffee. KY6V to K6SUN.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon, for opening the session for me this morning. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Name is Kathy. Location, as Gordon said, is Vero Beach, Florida, where it's currently about 77 degrees. High today of about 82 and low tonight of about 66. But it's a calm breeze right now, but they were expecting some heavier winds, about 20 to 30 miles an hour. But it's my pleasure this morning to be your NCS, and I want to welcome everyone everywhere to our Sunday morning Rag Chew, where, as Gordon says, we're going to be remembering those veterans. And I sure hope there's some of those veterans available to talk this morning. But once again, thanks for joining us for this Sunday morning Rag Chew. You know, we're delighted that you've decided to join us, like I said, for a very special program celebrating our veterans. First of all, we want to welcome our veterans, and thanks include all military personnel, active, retired, reserves, and not necessarily just those that were active during conflicts, and ask you to share your branch of service, the conflict, if any, and any experiences you have. But at this point, before I continue with check-ins of our veterans and those who want to share, I want to explain a little bit about Veterans Day and what it means to me. To me, it is a day for heroes. For the younger American generation, this may just be another holiday for which they enjoy having the license to simply gallivant because offices are closed and because there are no classes. It is of utmost importance for school children to know about veterans and the hardship they went through in various wars in order for them to appreciate the freedom and the liberties that the United States enjoy today as a nation and as a society. Let me pause just for a moment. Although Veterans Day is officially observed on Monday, tomorrow, the long holiday weekend began on Friday with many Americans taking an extra day off. A number of Veteran Day closures have been announced, prompting people to change their plans. Some employees have to work on the federal holiday, expecting to use services such as banking and the post office on Veterans Day, but normally they are closed. On Veterans Day, America pauses to honor every service member who has ever worn one of our nation's uniforms. Each day, our country has come under attack. They have risen in their defense. Each day, our freedoms have come under assault. They have responded with resolve. Through the generations, their courage and sacrifice have allowed our republic to flourish. And today, a nation acknowledges its profound debt of gratitude to the patriots who have kept it whole. As we pay tribute to our veterans, today and tomorrow and always, we are mindful that no ceremony or parade can fully repay that debt. We remember that our obligations endure long after the battle ends, and we make it our mission to give them the respect and care they have earned. When American veterans return home, they continue when let me pause just for a moment. When American veterans return home, they continue to serve our country in many ways, bringing tremendous skills to their communities and to their workforce. Leadership honed while guiding platoons through unbelievable danger, the talent to master cutting-edge technologies, the ability to adapt to unpredictable situations. These men and women should have the chance to power our economic engine, both because their talents demand it and because no one who fights for our country should ever have to fight for a job. This year, in marking the 60th anniversary of the Korean War, we resolved in the United States of America no war should be forgotten and no veteran should be overlooked. Let us always remember our wounded, our missing, our fallen, and their families, and let us welcome our returning heroes with the support and opportunities they deserve. Under the most demanding of circumstances and in the most dangerous corners of the earth, America's veterans have served with distinction, with courage, self-sacrifice, and devotion to our nation and to one another. They represent the American character at its best. On Veterans Day and every day, we celebrate their immeasurable contributions, draw inspiration from their example, and renew our commitment to showing them the fullest support of a grateful nation. Let me pause once again as I conclude my introduction and ask for check-ins from, first of all, our veterans. But let me pause here. I encourage all Americans to recognize the valor and the sacrifice of our veterans through appropriate public ceremonies and private prayers. I call upon federal, state, and local officials to display the flag of the United States and to participate in patriotic activities in their communities. And I call on all Americans, including civic and fraternal organizations, places of worship, schools, and communities, to support this day with commemorative expressions and programs. Veterans Day is an annual holiday in the United States that honors military veterans. It's observed, like I said, tomorrow, November 11th, and is also known as Armistice Day or Remembrance Day in other countries such as Canada. It's a federal holiday, which means there is no work, business, or school required on that day, as an important illustration of the nation's utmost respect and gratitude for the services of the armed forces. National Veteran Day ceremonies take place at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which is an American memorial that honors all those who lost their lives in the various American wars. This takes place in Arlington National Cemetery, which is located just outside of Washington, D.C. Americans still give thanks for peace on Veterans Day. Their ceremonies, speeches, and at 11 a.m. in the morning, most Americans observe a moment of silence. And as I continue through the program, I'll tell you why. Let me pause just for a moment once again. Now, before I continue with further information on Veterans Day, I, at this time, am going to call on our veterans. I know at least a couple out there, and I'm hoping there's others, that would like to come aboard and share their thoughts, their experiences. And, of course, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here this morning, but I want to thank the veterans for their service. I want to know what rank they served, what military they served, and maybe with the conflicts. So at this point, let me throw it out there to our veterans, first of all, to come aboard and share with us this morning. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, your net control, so I'm looking for those veterans.
Sounds a little quiet out there. 6, Victor.
Front center, GYF.
All right, at this time I do have two veterans. I know there's another one out there, but he may just be listening this morning, and that's directed, I believe, to you, Tony. But any other veterans at this point that would like to come aboard and share with us this morning? So let's just take a pause here and see if we have any other veterans out there. Hearing nothing, Mr. Gordon, and thank you and Doug for coming aboard. I want you to share with us today your rank, maybe when you left the service, the branch of service, and anything else you'd like to share with us. And I want to thank you especially for joining this session this morning, and of course, for serving our country. So KY6B, please come aboard.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. Good morning to you, Doug. Nice to be in the boat with you here first up this morning. Gordon, KY6V. We started our day, Kathy, at about 68 degrees. We're supposed to plummet up to 81 from what the prognosticator is telling us, and then plummet back down to about 59 tonight in the wee hours. No rain on the horizon. Gentle breeze at the moment. Humidity about 83% or so. So we're looking for a pretty good day. Kathy, I was in the Navy. I went active in October of 1954. I'm classified as a Korean veteran, although I'll tell you, I just sort of snuck in on the tail end. When I went active, they were in the throes of finalizing the armistice for Korea. And the actual veterans' rights for being an active participant during the skirmish or the war actually was canceled or finalized and closed down on the 31st of January of 1955. So, you know, I went in right at the tail end, and everything was starting to cool down. I can tell you, let me buy a nickel here for a moment, what I learned then and have read since, it was really a dog and pony show. It was a skirmish over different cultures and different ideologies. North Korea was being supported by Communist China and Russia. We from the United States were supporting the South Korean effort. This all started right after World War II, because Japan actually had possession and control of the Korean Peninsula. And then after they lost World War II, the parties-to-be wanted to open up a Korea for their own people. And they split this magic 38th parallel line down between the two halves, and they couldn't get along, and the war started, and that's the way history was written. So thanks for having me, Kathy. Thanks for the show, and I'll be in the background here if I can help in any way. K6SUN and South Cars from KY6V.
Thank you so much, Gordon, and I am going to ask for your help because it looks like my backup is not here. So ride along with me in case I lose all power or I time out, and you can jump in. And I'm not sure if you told me your rank, and I'm not sure if, I don't want to say the wrong rank, but I know you were, I think, a petty officer, an electronic technician. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. My duty billet was to keep the electronics running, so I was an ET petty officer. I wasn't in the service very long. I just took one tour and boogied out. I said, that's enough for me. Go ahead, Kathy. KY6, man.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon. And you did this early enough, huh? You know, at the time you went in the service, and some of the older of us, the draft was actually on, and that would have been drafted into the Army, I'm sure. So you chose the Navy. And actually, my oldest brother was in the Navy as well as my grandfather on my mother's side. My grandfather was actually a secretary. He could take shorthand and type pretty fast, so he actually was a secretary to someone in the Navy. Can't really remember. So thank you so much, Gordon, for coming aboard. And Tony, I see your comments in the text box. Hopefully we can get you to come aboard, but I'll share those thoughts with everyone. So thank you, Gordon, but please ride along with me in case I have problems. But at this point, I'm going to call on you, Doug. I was sure hoping you'd be here. When I didn't hear you check in, I said, oh, no. But thank you for being here and during this very special session, and thanks for everything you do for South Cars. But KA0GYF, tell us about your branch of service, the conflict you were in, maybe your rank when you left the service, and what it meant to you. So KA0GYF, please come aboard.
Yeah, I'm just completely pleased and still unbelieving that the attention veterans get these days. I was a draftee for the Vietnam War. Lost the student deferment, so I got drafted. Now, I was supposed to serve 2 years active duty, 2 years active reserve, and 2 years inactive reserve, a six-year commitment as a draftee, but I only had to serve 2 years active duty. I was trained to kill at Fort Ord, California, on the Monterey Peninsula. It was a beautiful place to have basic training, but a dreadful time, you know, putting the bayonet on the rifle and sticking sacks that are swinging. Boy, that was tough. Then the Army, as a draftee, you're subject to do whatever the Army wants you to do. And for Vietnam, most draftees were sent to advanced infantry training. Instead, I got sent to military police school at Fort Gordon, Georgia. Then most graduates from military police school got sent to Vietnam or Korea, but the Army saw fit to send me to Kansas. So although born in Los Angeles, California, I have a zero call because I stayed in Kansas after my time in the Army at Fort Riley, 2 years at Fort Riley after my advanced training as a military policeman. And I only had to write one traffic ticket, and I only had to arrest one guy. So I had it pretty easy at Fort Riley. Now, Tony, KJ4PUJ, he called this net 3, 4, 5 years ago. And Tony did some sort of call out for, like, the unknown soldier. And it's just a beautifully haunting memory I have. Maybe my best Veterans Day of those years ago. Now, I'll pause. And also my birthday this week coming up. I'm going to be 65 years old, and I get Medicare. Can you imagine that? Been a ham for over 30 years. Now, draftees that went to Vietnam, they got ranked pretty quick. Their rank came pretty quick for anybody when there's a conflict on. And because a lot of fellows are dying for their country. So anyway, I wound up a specialist E4. And that's kind of like a corporal, only not quite a corporal. So there you go. I wonder if Tony PUJ will remind us what that call out he had for the unknown soldier or something like that. That was a real special Veterans Day for me, and ever so grateful for to be able to serve, but I didn't want to. I went kicking, but I got drafted, and I knew what duty was. KA0GYF, Doug here, Fort Myers, Florida. Over.
Well, thank you so much, Doug, and I want to thank you for your service, even though you think it wasn't long. It served our country, and I remember you and I are very close to the same age. You will be getting Medicare about 6 months before I do, but I remember the Vietnam War. I remember a lot of my classmates being drafted and a lot of them not coming back, and it was a time that you know, everyone was so afraid that they were heading directly to Vietnam, and that's normally what did happen. So you served our country well, and we're glad that you were not in the conflict, but in Kansas, where you met your beautiful wife. And I hear you say that quite often. Actually, Mr. Tony, and I remember that, the net that he did, and I probably actually still have copies of what he asked for. He's having audio problems, he says, and software problems. I'm going to make a call out there and see if we have any other veterans before I make a general call out to everyone. But at this point, I want to thank Gordon for coming aboard and sharing about Korea with us this morning. I want to thank you, Doug, for coming aboard and sharing about your service and what you actually did, and about soon being one of those Medicare recipients, and you'll have to keep me informed on that. But I'm going to throw it out there, and I do see a couple more veterans out there, and see if they'll come aboard. So at this point, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for some veterans who served our country to come aboard and share with us this morning.
November X-ray India.
Mike X-ray Tango.
Well, good morning, Mike, and thanks for being here this morning, and good morning, Carl. So the way we've ran it so far this morning is I ask you to tell me your branch of service, your rank, and to just relate if you were in a conflict. Give us some experiences. So far, we've had Gordon talk about Korea. We've had Doug talk about his service in during the Vietnam era. And PUJ, who is having audio problems, I will explain a little bit about him just before I call on you, Mike. But he is saying he's having audio and software problems. He was in the United States Air Force for 20 years, he says, 11 plus active, and the rest, I'm not sure, he didn't say any more comments about that. But I want to thank you, Tony, even though you're having audio problems, for listening this morning and sharing. Any comments, any further comments you have, please just put in the text box. But thank you for your service. Air Force, that's a great field of service, as all of them are. So let me pick you up, Mr. Mike, WA1NXI. Share with us this morning your branch of service, how long you served, your rank, and any experience you'd like to share with us this morning. And thanks for being my backup this morning.
Oh, good morning, Kathy, and everybody aboard. And sorry, I'm late this morning. I woke up to unexpected snow. I had tools laying out, and my bike was out there, so I've been out kicking through the snow, picking up tools, and getting the bike put away and covered up and stuff. I apologize for being a little late here. Yeah, I was in the Army, Kathy. I went in for 3 years, but it was peace, peacetime. There was no conflicts going on, so I didn't do any exciting stuff like Gordon and, well, probably a lot of guys listening. And I heard a little bit about the Vietnam War when I first tuned in here. And I don't know if you have Facebook or anybody listening has Facebook, but I go on there quite often and look at pictures from the Vietnam War. There's a site, I think it's called Vietnam or something. It's right on Facebook, easy to find. The thing that really gets me when I look at the pictures is how young they look. They look like younger than my sons are now. That's the thing that hits me from the pictures I see on there and stuff. Yeah, I was a private when I came out, Kathy, in the 101st Airborne. And didn't do a whole lot. I had a regular job there. I fixed air conditioners in the barracks and rode around on the back of trash trucks and dumped trash cans and stuff, and a lot of training, just in case something came along. And I was in the 101st, and we did rappelling from helicopters, and I did a lot of that, because after you go through the school, it's right there on Fort Campbell. You can go over at night when the new classes are going through the rappelling stuff, and you can just rappel for fun. So I did a lot of that just to pass the time. And I still enjoy the veteran benefits, Kathy. I can go to the VA here and get discounts on medication, or I could go there to the emergency room. There's a great big VA hospital here. And we're headed to Augusta tomorrow, like I told you, on Veterans Day, going down to Applebee's. If you're a vet, you get a free meal, and I'll swing by down there to the Veterans Center and see all the old veterans and just say thank you and make them feel good. Spend a little time there. Other than that, not a whole lot going on here, kicking back and watching the snow. And again, I apologize for being a little late here this morning. WA1NXI back to K6SUN.
Well, Mike, that's fine. We just started the session this morning. I had Gordon introduce the program because I didn't want everyone hearing me all day, all morning. But you are here, and thank you for sharing those thoughts. You know, I remember the Vietnam, like I was saying. I think I'm about, I don't know, maybe 25 years older than you, 20 years older, maybe only 10, I'm not sure of the age. But, you know, when kids 17 and 18 were in high school and they were graduating, they weren't only looking at the graduation, but as soon as they graduated, a lot of them were drafted, unless they went on to school and to college. Then I think that it was deferred, but if it wasn't, it was a practice back then. And all of you well know the draft was dropped, I think it was 1972, by the president then, Nixon. And you know, the kids, I often wonder, maybe the draft should be put on back on for the kids nowadays, because they don't have a value of what it means to serve their country. So thank you, Mike, so much, and hopefully you'll come back aboard as I go through the program this morning. We can talk a little bit about Veterans Day, the history of it, and when it did actually start, and maybe some of the figures we have. And we'll just continue on and hopefully have a lot of fun this morning. But MXT, Carl, please come aboard. Before I call on you, I want to say happy birthday to you, Doug. I checked it out. It looks like your birthday is next Friday. So happy, happy birthday. Keep me posted on what you have to do for Medicare. But Carl, I see that you had a birthday this month as well, in November 4th. So happy belated birthday to you. Come aboard and share with us about your military service, the branch, the years you served, your rank, and any other experiences you'd like to share with us this morning. And thanks for being here for our Sunday morning rag chew. And thanks also for your service. Carl, come aboard.
Well, okay, Kathy, thanks for letting me in. And, yeah, there's a little mistake there on the birthday, though. My birthday was July 10th, so don't know how they messed up the info on that one. But, no, I was born 1947, July 10th. And, yeah, I was in the Marine Corps for 2 years. I was what they call a short-timer. I had a chance of, I no more than got married. I was probably married not even a month to my newlywed, and I had to go in. I got my draft notice, so I said, oh, no. I said, just what I wanted to do, just you know, starting a family, or you know, just enjoying life as an adult, a young adult, and enjoying my new bride, and then I had to get called in. But that's why I'm a short-timer, because I really didn't want to spend a career in the military at the time. I wanted to spend some time with my wife, so I got drafted in the Army, and back then you could, if you got draft notice, you could join any branch you wanted. So the shortest term that I could do was 2 years in the Marine Corps. So I signed up for 2 years in the Marine Corps, and I did get my orders to go to Vietnam, but unfortunately I had less than 30 days to serve, so they couldn't send me over, so unless I re-enlisted, and no way I wanted to re-enlist to go to Vietnam, so. So I was, like I said, I was a short time. I ended up being a Lance Corporal in them 2 years, and I worked for, I went to boot camp at Parris Island in South Carolina, and I did some more advanced training in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and I worked for the Air Wing at Cherry Point, North Carolina. I spent most of my 2 years right in the Carolinas, so never left the States. And it was a good experience while I was in. Like I say, it might have been a lot different if I'd actually went over to Vietnam, but I didn't have to. So, but I enjoyed the 2 years I was in here at stateside. It was just like a regular job for me. My wife, we got an apartment off base, and so it's kind of like a 9-to-5 job. I'd go play Marine for 8 hours and come home to my own little apartment, and I didn't have to deal with the Marine Corps 24/7, so it wasn't bad for me at all, and I enjoyed the 2 years I was in there, and I'm really enjoying the benefits I got from putting 2 years in. Pardon my voice if I sound a little scratchy. I came down with a darn cold over the weekend, and it's a little rough breathing, but I'm going to try to use them services. I don't think the VA is open tomorrow because of Veterans Day, so as soon as I can get into the VA clinic, I'm going to go down there and try to get some medication for this cold. I know it's turned into an infection in my lungs because I'm coughing up some nasty stuff, so hopefully they can get me back on the right track. And I'll hand it back to you, Kathy, before I time it out. This is N2MXT.
Well, thank you so much, Carl, for sharing that with us today, and sorry about the cold and getting down, you know. This is the time of the year it seems to happen. The person I usually teach with was out all last week for the same type of thing. You know, he wasn't feeling well. But I will explain to you when I told you happy birthday, November 4th. Actually, our roster is correct. You actually joined South Cars on November 4th, 2010. So your birthday is still July the 10th, but you joined South Cars. Well, what is that, about 3 years ago in November. So hopefully you can start feeling better. But I want to thank you for sharing with us this morning. And I'm thinking about my dad. Now, that was way, way back. He had just gotten married as well. And he was drafted. He got his draft notice. I think they were on their honeymoon when he got that. And he went, I think he signed in or something, and in a couple of days he was sent back home because they said they weren't going to choose him to go, and maybe some of that was because he was had just been married. But I'm glad that you were able to get through your 2 years and actually have accommodations off the base. But thank you so much for your service once again, and thanks for joining us this morning. And hopefully you'll start feeling better. But if you do want to come back aboard, we'd sure like to hear from you. Let me drop it here for one moment, and I'm going to ask for some check-ins. Once again, I want to thank everyone for joining our Veterans Day remembrance of the day and of the service of everyone who served our country. I want to thank you for making our country what it is today. So, at this point, I'm going to throw it out there to anyone else who would like to come aboard at this point. Just share any comments, maybe what their plans are for the day, Veterans Day or the weekend, or just simply to check in. So let me throw it out there to anyone, anywhere, to please come aboard and check in this morning.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rick. I was wondering if I had anybody that would like to check in, simply to check in and say hello, or maybe to tell us their plans, if they have the day off, what they're doing for this special holiday. Let me throw it out there once again and see if there's anyone else out there before I call on you, Rick, because we have enough stations there, and there's talkers out there. So let's see if I can get anyone else to come aboard.
6, Victor, with a recheck.
All right, I guess I'll go with these two stations I have. That'll give everyone else a little time to get that cup of coffee, get back to their computer or their headset, and actually check in with me. So with that, VXP, Mr. Rick in Ohio. You can tell us about if you got any snow this morning or the temperatures, and then come aboard and share with us this morning about Veterans Day, your plans. Maybe you have family that were in the service and you'd like to share that. But thanks for being here this morning. N1VXP, please come aboard.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio. And currently, temperature is 45 degrees, quite breezy. I didn't hear anything. I know yesterday was supposed to be windy, but I woke up this morning to hearing the wind whipping around quite heavy. So going to be a kind of a day to just stay in and really not do too much. I had an experience of just getting out of high school and going to work for a defense contractor. And it was funny that for some odd reason, I still can't figure this one out. Let me drop for a second. I had an experience of working, like I say, for a defense contractor. It was the General Dynamics. It was called Electric Boat, which is a submarine builder. And at the time, I was working, no problems. And for some reason, I still can't figure out why an uncle of mine, who I had lived with before, somehow got my draft notice that it was mailed to him, and it should have gone to my own address, but it didn't. So he called me up one evening, and he says, "Hey, I got a draft notice for you to report in." So he sent it over to me, and I reported in, and I was going through the whole process, and they asked me all the different questions, and I said, okay. I said, not to get out of the being drafted, but there's only two of us left in the family, my brother and myself. My brother is currently in the Air Force in Vietnam, and myself. And they said, okay. So they started to fill out another form. And I said, by the way, I work for a defense contractor. And I showed them my ID. And they said, oh, okay. And not that I didn't want to get into it, but they actually said, nope, we don't need you. So my experience with as far as the service, I was at Electric Boat for 2.5 years and working on overhaul and repair of the barges where the sailors are living on. Let me drop in a second. So I had 2.5 years of dealing around with the Navy, working on these barges, making sure that everything is working. And my overall experience with being around with the sailors, getting to know quite a few of the Navy regulations, and they got to know me quite well, that it was times when I would do little chores around the barges, and they'd ask me for favors, and I'd say, okay, I'll do you a favor. And, you know, in turn, they would do me favors. So I had a 8-to-4, Monday through Friday, 2.5 years of experience around with the Navy, and really enjoyed it. And got my, I would say, my my time with the Navy is one that I didn't mind at all. I got a little bit more, probably a little bit later in the net. With that, I'll give it back to you, Kathy. K6SUN in the net, N1PXP.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, for sharing that. You know, I think it used to be the practice if there were brothers or sisters in the service. I think it's mainly males, though. If you were the only remaining male that hadn't been drafted, they would not take you. Because I think it goes way back to someone in history that all of this woman's boys were in the service and all of them had been killed. And so they no longer used to take everyone into the service. So maybe there is why one reason they didn't ask you, they didn't direct you, was because you already had one and he was during a conflict. So, you know, that may have been the reason. I'm not sure if that's still the reason. Things with the military probably have changed drastically since the time I was really involved. Of course, when my son became 18, the draft was already off. They still have to, you know, register for the draft, but they're no longer drafted. You know, none of my brothers except my oldest brother served any time, and he got out for medical reasons. So none of my family really was in the service. My grandfather was. He made it a career. So with that, I'll break with you, Rick, and hopefully you can come back aboard as I continue into the program, talking a little bit further into about Veterans Day. But let me go break with you and pick up Mr. Six Victor. You can come aboard at any time, Gordon, as rechecks. We always enjoy hearing what you have to say. And welcome back to South Cars.
Thank you, Kathy. Gordon here, KY6A. I wanted to take the program slightly off kilter for just a second while we had the opportunity to remind everybody that our TIN programming for the month of November will be taking place this coming Thursday the 14th at 7 o'clock in the evening Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have a little different venue this coming Thursday. Kathy and I will be moderating together. We're going to talk about South Cars, where we've been, where we would like to go, and in particular, we're interested in getting comments from our members as to how we can make South Cars better. How can we improve? What would you like to see, either in our programming changes possibly, the way the nets are operated, that we'll try and catch every aspect that is catchable on Thursday evening. So we'd love to have you, and thank you for letting me do that, Kathy. KY6V, back to net.
Well, Gordon, that's my pleasure, and actually I would have made a reminder before the end of the net, like I usually do, about what's coming up, because we have some great programs coming up this month, and the special ones I have planned for next month as well. So thanks for sharing that with us. And once again, thanks for your service, and thanks for coming aboard and sharing comments with us. Let me drop it here. I'm going to go a little further into a lot of people don't understand about Veterans Day and Memorial Day. They think they mean the same thing. And so I'll share a little bit about that. And then we're going to go in and talk about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, as Doug was saying. That Tony at one point asked for that unknown soldier. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But let me pause for just a moment. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is the Sunday Morning Rag 2. If you've just joined us, we're talking about remembering Veterans Day and those veterans. But you know, many Americans mistakenly believe that Veterans Day is the day America sets aside to honor American military personnel who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained from combat. That's not quite true. Memorial Day is that day that's set aside to honor America's war dead. Veterans Day is to honor all veterans, alive, dead, retired, reserved, anybody that served their country. So Veterans Day, on the other hand, honors all American veterans, both living and dead. In fact, Veterans Day is largely intended to thank living veterans for dedicated and loyal service to their country. November 11th of each year is the day that we ensure veterans know that we deeply appreciate the sacrifices they have made in their lives to keep our country free. To commemorate the ending of the Great War, which was World War I, an unknown soldier was buried in highest place of honor in both England and France. These ceremonies took place on November 11th, celebrating the ending of World War I hostilities at 11 a.m. November 11th, 1918, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And so when I talked a little bit earlier about 11 a.m., That is why there's a moment of silence at 11 a.m. This day became known internationally as Armistice Day. In 1921, the United States of America followed France and England by laying to rest the remains of a World War I American soldier, his name known but to God, on a Virginia hillside overlooking the city of Washington, D.C. and the Potomac River. This site became known as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and today it's called the Tomb of the Unknowns, and it's located in Arlington National Cemetery. The tomb symbolizes dignity and reverence for the American veteran. I'm going to pause here, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. You know, the U.S. did not begin honoring its war dead until 1921. It was at this time the remains of an unknown American soldier who died fighting in France were disinterred and transported back to the United States. The remains were referred to as the Unknown Soldier, and they were kept at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., lying in state for 3 days. Then they were moved to their final resting place at Arlington National Cemetery. To honor these men, who symbolize all Americans who gave their lives in all wars, an Army Honor Guard, the 3rd U.S. Infantry, known as the Old Guard, kept day and night vigil. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier had only the unidentified soldier from World War I in it for many years. Then in 1958, two more unidentified American soldiers who died in World War II and one from Korea were buried next to this soldier from World War I. Now there were 3 unidentified soldiers in this tomb. And let me drop it here once again. Technically, the Vietnam War wasn't a declared war, and I'm thinking back to some of my students at school who actually are working in world history or American history, and this was one of the questions. They didn't designate it as a war. They said it was a conflict, but actually it had a war in its name. But they considered it a conflict. But in 1973, a law was passed giving internment of an unknown American soldier who died in the Vietnam War. But because our technology has advanced so much in identifying the deceased, it wasn't until 1984 that this unidentified soldier was buried in the tomb with the others. However, due to the advances in science with DNA testing, in 1998, the unknown soldier from the Vietnam War was identified as Michael Blassie. He was 24 years old, an Air Force pilot shot down May of 1972 near the Cambodian border. His body was then disinterred and reburied by his family in St. Louis, Missouri. That gives you a little history of the unknown soldier. So at this point, let me throw it out there once again for any check-ins. Anyone anywhere that would like to check in, please come aboard now. All right, I'm not hearing any check-ins at this point, so I will continue on. But at any time, any of you want to come back aboard just to check in, give some information, tell us about your plans for the day or the holiday, I hope that you'll come back aboard. But in America, November 11th officially became known as Armistice Day through an act of Congress in 1926. It wasn't until 12 years later, through a similar act, that Armistice Day became a national holiday. The entire world thought that World War I was the war to end all wars. Had this been true, the holiday might still be called Armistice Day today. That dream was shattered in 1939. When World War II broke out in Europe. More than 400,000 American service members died during that horrific war. In a war, there is never a winner. If caught in the middle of it, or if put in a situation where liberty and honor is about to be crushed and burned, rarely would a nation stand down and not engage itself into a war. There is pain when reminiscing about November 11th in the year 1918, because though this marks the end of World War I, it also is a realization that millions of people died for and in the name of war, including American soldiers and civilians. There is pain because though victory is achieved, there is always so many casualties. Families left by the casualties of war will barely feel the victory, but only the heartbreak of losing a loved one. Liberty and honor remained intact, but lives were sacrificed. America has fought in the name of peace and justice, and together with other nations, it has succeeded. Heroes have died in the name of freedom, few as to number compared to the millions saved, but as to the gravity of importance, the heroes who died for these causes weigh with immensity that is carried on a century later and forward. Let me drop it here and pause for just a moment. You know, thinking back in history, all those history buffs out there, and all of us have had history in school, Woodrow Wilson was the United States president who proclaimed the holiday in 1919. Several years later, a resolution was passed by the United States Congress to observe the holiday with more appropriate ceremonies and activities. The president by that time was Calvin Coolidge. In 1938, Armistice Day was made a legal holiday to dedicate the day to the cause of world peace. After World War II, a citizen in Kansas, Doug, I hope you're listening to this, came up with the idea to include the remembrance of all kinds of war veterans in the celebration of Armistice Day, not just those who perished in World War I, effectively turning it into All Veterans Day. The local Chamber of Commerce liked the idea and called it together with the local Board of Education. Eventually, a bill made its way to Congress and was signed into law by President Dwight D. Eisenhower on May the 26th, 1954. Shortly afterward, Congress amended the act to replace the term armistice with veterans to further achieve the intended effect. November 11th has thus been known as Veterans Day ever since. At this time, there were only 48 stars on the flag. Alaska and Hawaii had yet to become states. Today, there are more than, and I think it's 24.9 million war veterans in the USA. And this includes all of our wars. Let me pause here once again as I conclude this part and then ask for check-ins once again. You know, today remains, November 11th, remains a day when the nation stops for a moment to observe and honor all those who have served in the wars for their patriotism, their sacrifice, and willingness to serve their country for the greater good. Today, Americans proudly fly the American flag, attend ceremonial flag raisings, recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and learn about the important history of the USA. In other countries, November 11th is called Armistice Day. Armistice means the temporary cessation of fighting by mutual consent. The change from Armistice Day to Veterans Day had been a very relevant and visionary move, as a lot more citizens appreciate this memorial celebration. So what is Veterans Day to you? To me, it's a day to honor our heroes. It is a day when there are activities in school districts and communities all over the world. So do we have any children, any third-party traffic, or anybody else out there this morning who would like to come aboard and share any experiences? What you plan to do for the day? About anybody that's been in service, anything about this very special day, or maybe just to check in. So at this point, I'm looking for check-ins.
K5NO.
Mike X-ray Tango with a recheck.
All right, I had someone coming through the IRLP 4886. I think I doubled with you. Can you come back with your call sign?
Yeah, call us Kilowatt 2, Sugar Delta Romeo. Name is Jeff and located in New Jersey. Just passing through.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. And if it's okay, November Oscar and MXT, I'm going to pick up this station K2SDR who's passing through New Jersey. This morning we're talking, Jeff, about Veterans Day. Maybe you can just share with us about Veterans Day, maybe what it means to you, what your plans are for, and thanks for joining our session. But I thought I'd pick you up since you're just passing through. So come aboard and give us some comments this morning.
Well, I don't really have any prepared comments on Veterans Day. I am located on the Jersey Shore, and I'm next to the Seagirt Army Camp. The town is two words, S-E-A, capital G-I-R-T, Seagirt, just a few miles north of where all the problems were, I guess, pretty much a year ago today. The Seagirt Army Camp was a place where a lot of World War II training took place, and currently is involved with the National Guard in New Jersey and the New Jersey State Police. So I was just missed Vietnam, and so I guess fortunately or not, I was not involved in that war. So that's the story here. So I'll thank you and say 73 K2SDR.
Well, thanks so much, Jeff, for taking the time to stop by and join our session this morning. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and if you're off for the holiday, November 11th, I hope that you enjoy that day as well. And thanks for sharing with us this morning, and like I said, have a wonderful day, and the rest of the week as well. Let me break with you, and I'm going to pick up November Oscar. K5NO, what would you like to share with us this morning? Maybe your plans for the holiday, or your plans for the week, or whatever you'd like to share. Or maybe you just want to check in and say hi to us this morning. So, Mark, please come aboard.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy. K6SUN, this is K5NO. The name is Mark, Mexico Alpha Radio Canada. QTH is Winter Springs, Florida. Two words, Winter Springs, Florida. It's north and east of Orlando. The temperature is 75 degrees Fahrenheit. My SCARS number is E as in Echo 1393. That's $13.93. And Veterans Day, I know a lot. Every day since 1981, I placed a phone call to a guy named, his name is James. He's, during World War II, during the Battle of the Bulge, James was involved in the Battle of the Bulge, and simply put, he's Wisconsin's most decorated World War II veteran. He's, James and I, our hometowns from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, my hometown, and as I said, every year, he lives in Texas, he's in Colleyville, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, and every year on Veterans Day, without fail, I place a phone call to James, and I say, Happy Veterans Day, and James agrees. James, as I said, we've been back all the way back since 1981. He was in our weddings ceremony in 1987. And James is all right, especially since Veterans Day. James is celebrating his 96th birthday today. James, 96 and fit as a fiddle. So, tomorrow I'll place a phone call to James and say Happy Veterans Day, and you're one of a kind. That James is a great, great guy. That's all I have to say. Back to you, and thank you for sharing our Veterans Day. This is K5NO, and back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for sharing that. That's very, very special. 96 years old. Wow. World War II veteran. But that's a very special treat for him, I'm sure, every Veterans Day since 1981. Wow. But thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks for sharing that with us. And you, too, have a very special Veterans Day. Whether it's flying the flag, whether it's just resting and relaxing, or it's remembering all those veterans and all those who have helped to make our country what it is today. So hopefully you'll enjoy the rest of the presentation. I have a little bit more I want to cover, and I do want everyone to come aboard and check in this morning if you haven't checked in. So with that, I'm going to pick up you, Carl, once again, and to MXT. Don't want you to use your voice too much and so that you're coughing, but come back aboard and give us any further comments.
Well, this will be kind of short, Kathy. I just forgot to mention, I guess I wasn't paying much attention to the calendar. I just wanted to say that today is the Marine Corps birthday, November 10th, so happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. Seeing how I served for 2 years in the Marine Corps, I can't forget that date, November 10th, so That's about all I had. I just wanted to bring that up. I mean, in case there's any Marines out there, they probably know that this the Corps' birthday today. So, with that, we'll hand it back to you, Kathy, and to MXT. Yeah, and the throat is getting kind of rough, so I think I'll relax it for a while.
I remember that, Carl, last year when I did the presentation. Actually, it was an anniversary. I'm not sure whether it was 237 years, but I see in the text box from Mark that it's 238 years old today. So any Marines out there, happy birthday. That's a long time. You know, I'm not sure how many years the rest of the branches have been around either. Thank you for sharing that with us, Carl. Let me move on into probably the final part I'm going to talk about is the poppies. Do you ever see the poppies? They're usually given sometimes by the veterans outside of stores. And I want to share a little bit about the poppies. So let me pause here for just a moment. Before I talk to you about the poppies, you know, whether it's peacetime or wartime, it's always important for me to teach our children that Veterans Day means more than just this day off from school for them. Patriotism is a value that must be taught and modeled for our young adults. You know, by taking some time to give this sentiment even deeper feeling in my classroom around the national holidays, I feel I am building the foundation for these young students to be proud and contributing citizens of our country. And when we talk about the Pledge of Allegiance, it's something that happens every morning into my classroom. And when I'm not, you know, down here in Florida, we have a lot of those from different countries who do not maybe respect our flag, but they do respect others who want to say the pledge. So if no one is saying the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, it is a concern to me. But every year on November 11th, Canada and those countries that were under the British rule stopped to commemorate and honor the soldiers who died at war. But they call it Remembrance Day. And remember what I told you, they take 2 minutes of silence tomorrow, but it's observed across the country. But Canadians wear poppies and gather at war memorials across Canada. And so I want to share a little bit with you about the poppies in case you weren't aware of this. But since the year 1921, the poppy has stood as a symbol of remembrance. So why, you ask, the poppy? Poppies have historically been associated with battlefields as the flowers grew over the graves of soldiers in Flanders, France. Prior to the First World War, poppies did not grow in this area. However, the soils became rich in lime from the rubble, which made the poppies flourish. There was a poem given by a Canadian lieutenant which said, "In Flanders fields the poppies blow between the crosses row on row." Now this famous poem was first published in 1915. When an American teacher read the poem in 1918, she made a pledge to always wear a red poppy as a sign of remembrance. A French woman visiting the U.S. learned of the custom and returned to France, where she began to make poppies to raise money for children. The Great War Veterans Association of Canada, is now known as the Royal Canadian Legion, followed her example and now raise money every year by selling poppies. Let me pause here. Most people think of the poppy and think of the drug opium, but the poppy grows wild in the fields all over Europe. Think of the image of a poppy field that was seen on The Wizard of Oz. Many American soldiers died and were buried in those fields covered with the red poppy flowers. Some symbolized those red poppies also as the blood that was shed. Flanders, France has some very heavy fighting during the war, and for the poet and many others, the poppy not only symbolized the blood that was shed, but also the beauty of the landscape. Because of this symbolism, artificial paper poppies are sold by veteran organizations on November 11th and worn on clothing. And some graves are also decorated with poppies. So at this point, I'm going to throw it out there to see if we have any final check-ins that would like to come aboard before I close this morning's session. So at this point, any final check-ins, please come aboard.
Victor Hotel.
Victor X-ray Papa.
All right, I have two final check-ins, Victor Hotel and Victor X-Ray Papa. I've seen you connected, Steve, for a while. First of all, it was through your wife's Android, and now I see it's your phone. Thanks for being here this morning, and maybe you'd like to share with us about Veterans Day holiday for you, events. What do they do in Louisiana? Do they have a special festivals to celebrate that, to remember it? But thanks so much for coming aboard this morning. KF5VH, please come aboard.
Well, good morning, Kathy, and good morning to everyone on board the net. This is Steve from Lafayette, Louisiana, with 62 degrees. And Veterans Day is not a holiday at my university, so I will be working, but I will take time out to give a phone call to my father. My father just celebrated his 89th birthday, and he was a Marine in the Pacific Theater, and was at the battles associated with Tinian and Saipan, and was one of the Marine guards that were told to protect this airport, and they had no idea, but it was very important that they protected this airport. Later to find out they were the ones standing guard over the aircraft to take the nuclear weapons to Japan and end the war and stop us from having to invade the country proper. So I always take time out and thank him for his service. That's it from here today. Everyone have a great day. This is KF5VH. Back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for sharing that with us. And as you talk to your dad, please give him a thank you from South Cars as well for his service. You were breaking up a little bit, but I did hear everything, and I heard the dingling in the background, so that must have been a phone ringing. But thanks for sharing that with us. And, you know, it in our area, I think even the colleges, they do not have sessions on November 11th. It's considered a holiday. I'm not even sure if I have garbage pickup. A lot of times they have that as a holiday. So enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend, and enjoy your talk with your father, and thank him once again for his service. So with that, I'm going to pick up Mr. VXP, N1VXP. Come back aboard, Rick, and share any other comments.
This is N1VXP, Rick here. Yeah, you mentioned about the poppies. I had, before I left Connecticut, I had spent about 4 years with the Veterans American Legion Hall locally. And being a member of the Sons of American Legion, because my father was a veteran, had the experience of dealing with the VFW, even though they're a separate group, but we're all together. And had the experience of understanding the poppies. One thing that I always think in mind is that those poppies that are being sold were actually made by veterans in the VA hospitals across the nation. It was a project for the veterans to have something to do, and they would make these red poppies, and like you say, they would sell them outside the stores. Basically a money-raising idea for the local VA hospitals to be able to pay for projects or programs that are needed for the veterans. Let me drop for a second. I've had several different nets, different conferences. Came across especially Australian nets that they have a day of remembrance, November 11th. It's not a holiday, but it is a day of remembrance. And I did a little research, and Monday, November 11th, 2013, you mentioned about the schools and the children. Nearly 1,600 schools across Australia and up to 500,000 school children get involved in the program. I didn't really find out much more, but there is a It's more of a poem type of thing. It's called the Pledge of Remembrance. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but from what it sounds like, it's quite a quite a little thing to read. It's about a two-minute program, and it's just something that I was under the impression about, you know, as far as Veterans Day, that Armistice Day, you know, across the world is something that other countries do recognize. Of course, as far as Australia, they have their, they call it Anzac Day, which is Australia and New Zealand Day, which is actually April 25th, but they do remember our involvement as far as November 11th. And 1VXB back to net control.
Well, Rick, thanks for sharing that information. Actually, I believe, I know Australia is under British rule. I think probably New Zealand is as well. So that's why it's considered Remembrance Day, because that's what, under British rule, that's what it's called. You know, I'll have to look that up about the poem. Or it's probably the pledge, very much like our Pledge of Allegiance. It's their Pledge of Remembrance. So thanks for sharing that with us, Rick. But they are under British rule, so their day is a little different than ours. But before I close, I want to just give you some facts about for Veterans Day, about the veterans. How many? There's 24.9 million military veterans in the United States. 1.7 million of those are women. 9.7 million are age 65 or over. 2.4 million are black veterans. 8.2 million are actually Vietnam veterans. 16% are Persian Gulf War veterans. And 429,000 veterans served both the Korean and the Vietnam conflict. 143,000 served during three periods, World War II, Korean and Vietnam. And 498,000 served in World War II and the Korean War. So I wanted to share those facts with you. But let me pause here as I close the program this morning. You know, as we close our net this morning, I want you to think about other events also that have occurred very close to Veterans Day. Some examples include the birth of the U.S. Marine Corps, like Carl was telling us, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior, the Berlin Wall opened in 1989, the Great Wall of China opened for the world in 1970, Ellis Island closes, World War I ends, Vietnam Veterans Memorial opened in Washington, D.C. in 1982. You know, I would start with one of my favorites, or I shouldn't say favorites, but it's from my home state, and we had a very special program on it last night, was the sinking of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. It was a Great Lakes freighter that made headlines after sinking in Lake Superior on November the 10th, 1975, with the loss of entire crew of 29. And hopefully that net from last night will be put on our website as a podcast, and hopefully you'll enjoy listening to that. But I want to close this morning. I want to thank all of our veterans for being here. I want to thank everyone else for joining our Sunday morning Rag Chew. Let me pause here a moment before I close. And I just want to wish everyone for a very happy weekend, a week ahead of them. And if you're celebrating Veterans Day with fun and activities, enjoy that day and be safe. This has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website. That's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has been Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying 73 and closing this VOIP session. Thank you everyone for your participation and your comments this morning. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. Now everyone remember next Thursday, November 14th, our TIN special on how South Cars VOIP may be improved. Join us 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With that, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November saying bye-bye for now.